If you've ever watched the slapstick comedy classic Airplane, then you know that radio speak can be, well, a little confusing. The Commonwealth of Virginia learned this the hard way. Coded language like 10-4 and 10-20 used by police and other emergency responders can sometimes mean different things in different jurisdictions. You can imagine the confusion it causes when a police officer tries to communicate with another officer from a county across the county line. Virginia has come up with a solution for this. Coded language is, well, over and out. Chris Essett is the Commonwealth's interoperability coordinator. He's in charge of making sure his state converts to plain language, and he's kind enough to join us now by phone from his hotel room here in Washington, D.C. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
So the confusion is the main problem that you seek to eliminate, because police have been using these 10 codes forever.
Yeah, they have, and it's most recently really become an issue because more law enforcement agencies and public safety folks are responding to incidents together, which is mostly called mutual aid situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, you've got different codes and it can cause chaos, especially at larger mutual aid events like, say, Hurricane Katrina, 9/11, things like that, where you've got responders from multiple states, coming to an incident. We found in Virginia that responders in different counties that neighbor each other have, you know, very different meanings for the same codes.
So when you say 10-8 in Fairfax County, it might be something different in Loudoun County.
Yeah, some examples. A 10-13 in Arlington County, Virginia, is that an officer needs assistance, serious situation. But in Montgomery County, Maryland, right here in the National Capital Region, it means that someone needs to dispatch a wrecker.
And not quite the same sense of urgency.
Exactly. A 10-90 in Newport News, Virginia, means that there's a robbery alarm. But in Hampton, which neighbors it, it means that an officer needs to take a restroom break.
Okay.
So
well,
some of these are a little funny, but the thing that the confusion that it can cause is a very serious matter. So this has really nothing to do with technology. It's more of a coordination problem.
Yet, as I understand it, these codes were adopted in the first place for the sake of brevity, to say, 10-4 is a lot quicker than going through the whole explanation.
You're exactly right. But what happened in the 20s and the 30s, law enforcement started using these codes. They only had one radio channel. Today, they have trunked systems where they have multiple channels, frequencies available to the officers. But what happened was it grew from a small list of codes to a very large list of codes. For example, before the Virginia State Police made the transition to plain language just recently, they had over 100 codes. They had codes like a 1054. Guess what that is?
I have no idea.
Livestock on the highway. Yes.
Right, okay.
Code for that. So, you know, you could just say that there's a cow on the highway. But in Alexandria, Virginia, 1054 means that someone's taking a breathalyzer. So it just underscores the need to have plain speak so when our responders get together, they can all clearly understand each other.
Police are no different from anybody else. They are sometimes reluctant to change, particularly, you know, this language. I mean, every profession develops this sort of professional language, I guess in part to make you feel special, and people outside feels it's in part to exclude them. But nevertheless, they feel strongly about this.
Well, they do. And, some of these folks have been using this the 10 codes now for 20 to 30 years. So it's not something you turn off overnight. Just because we've adopted a common language protocol and we're moving toward it, you're still going to hear people using it for a while because it takes a while for them to kind of deprogram. But what we've done is, you know, the Virginia State Police have endorsed it and they've moved to it. We've got various sheriffs and police departments throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia that have, and we've received endorsements from the Virginia sheriffs, chiefs of police, firefighters. And so what we're doing is we're really showing some localities had moved years ago, and we're really trying to put them with another peer that has made this transition so that they can show them that it's not a bad thing to do, it's a good thing, and it's not as difficult as folks would think.
Chris Essett, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Chris Essett is the interoperability coordinator for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joined us today by phone from a hotel here in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, Ira Flato will be here with Science Friday. On Monday, Lynn Neary will be sitting in for me. I'll talk to you next on Tuesday in our special broadcast from Fort Dix in New Jersey. Join us then. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.